Hi peeps, would you want to go to Mesopotamia for the small price of $100 million and a 79% chance of death? Well, you're in luck because we have just the trip for you. Now here's the information about the trip.
First, the Assyrian biomes. They live on the upper part of the Tigris River with bountiful hills. The peeps have amazing rivers with permanent irrigation called canals that carry streams of water to the farms. The rivers and small streams always kept the land fertile. They have good climate for agriculture like the Babylonians.
Sumer. The Sumerians built their civilization on the flat, dry plain in the land of Mesopotamia, between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. How the Sumerians got their natural resources in this biome is they used irrigation from the rivers surrounding Sumer. They also survived on hunting in their biome. Their houses were built by sandstone or mud bricks, which they found. This proves that even though you have a bad biome, you could still be successful.
The first domestication of animals in Mesopotamia were goats, sheep, and pigs. People think that the first animal domesticated in Mesopotamia was a goat. Although those were the first, any hoof animal can actually be domesticated. In old domestication, people tamed and domesticated animals without machinery because that was not invented yet. So they had to domesticate the animals with kindness. Later, the people started to use ropes because it would be easier that way. People began to domesticate animals way back in 9000 BC. After that, people started farms.
Domesticated animals are animals bred in captivity for food, but if the animal had some sort of disease, they would bury that animal extremely far underground. Domestication helped other people not to get lost, because less people had to hunt in forests where it would be easier to get lost. The people settled in Mesopotamia when they saw the animals, the great farmland, and the good part to build and expand.
And lastly, the first notice of farms in Mesopotamia were in 8500 BC, where they farmed many crops such as chickpeas, barley, wheat, beans, etc. Many kinds of spices and herbs were also farmed in Mesopotamia, in addition to the crops. The way they got nice fertile land is they would burn down trees and forests, and the ashes would make better soil. All first harvested crops were sacrificed to their many gods, and they ate the leftovers like the Christian faith. The Mesopotamian people made drinkable water through sand columns, which filtered out all the germs inside of the water. Later, making farms allowed them to make new tools such as hoes and shovels. The Mesopotamian people used rocks and later boxes after they were able to overcome food issues, and so they could store them. And then after that, they were able to travel and expand their land.
Okay, guys, I'm done recording. Oh, wait, I'm still recording.